Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Yo.
Yo. Yo.
Yo. Hello.
What's going on? Yeah.
What's good?
What up? What up, Red? What's up? Not much. Just chilling. Love everybody. This is Big B. Big Brother B with Big Red. Another episode of The Menu in the house once again on Blog Talk Radio. It's Tuesday.
We in the house.
September 24th. Big Red Brother B, Menu, Blog Talk Radio. What's good, y'all? What's cracking, Red?
What's good? Just chilling.
Ready to rev into this show,
man.
Okay, I got you. No doubt. You know, hope everything is, everything with everybody is copacetic. You know, if not, definitely keep you in the prayers, man. Got to keep the positive vibes flowing. Can't dwell on the negative, man. Negative will get you nowhere. So,
right.
And, Just can't function like that. Got to keep that positive energy going. I was carousing a little bit of news today, man. It just reaffirms my reason why I don't read the newspaper or don't watch the news. There's just so much depressing stuff going on. And, I need to see a lot more positive stories. That's what I would like to see. A lot more positive stories, a lot more positive things going on. Because I know there's some positive in the world. I know there's some happy things going on. But, the news thrives off of misery. And that's why I really don't rock with it. You know what I'm saying? When I used to read newspapers and stuff like that years ago and watch the news, they always have this little one segment. Out of 60 minutes of the news, it'd be like this one segment of something positive, some little kid graduated from somewhere or some animal saved somebody or something like that. But then the other, 59 minutes was just a bunch of negative stuff, man. And I'm just like, yo, there has to be more to it. More to it than that.
Right.
So, but, I was looking at some stories, man, really, to those that think the universe sleep, think God sleep, it doesn't. God don't sleep. So this dude decides to jump on the train tracks with his daughter, and he dies, but his daughter doesn't. Yo, man, it's some evil ass people. It's some evil, confused ass people in this world. Like, listen, you want to hurt yourself. But don't get anybody else involved. I don't even suggest that you hurt yourself. If anything, go get you some help. One thing, real quick, listen, we all got problems. We all have problems. Whether big or small, we all have problems. But taking yourself out ain't the way to solve it. That's not the solution. suicide is not a solution.
Never.
You need help, you know, you call somebody. I mean, it may only be Tuesday nights, but, you know, Big Red and Brother B here. You know, you always holler at us, man. We here. You know, shoot, absolute truth. On Monday nights, stay there, too. Like I said, we may have topics, but you know what? We always take time to try and do the right thing. And it's just sad when somebody thinks that that's the way to finalize, just to like end all the problems, and that's not what it is. That's not. But you know, I'm sad that dude had to feel that way. But I'm glad that the little girl survived because she didn't have nothing to do with that. She had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, it's like us always say, you know. You know, that was a very sad thing. Like, I didn't even want to, like, really go into that story too much because, once again, like I always say, you know, mental illness is at an all-time high. Like, I know, you know, people have always had mental illness. That's going to always be something that's out there. But, like, nowadays, it's, like, really, like, it's just, like, unbelievably high. It's way up there. And,
I mean, listen, we
got
a little quick. I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry. No. Finish.
I mean, for you to take your own life and then you try to, you know, you include in your child or anybody else with you, and then, you know, whoever. Like, that's very scary. And, you know, it's like you don't think about the people that you leave behind because you're so busy worried about. It's like you're thinking about yourself. That's a selfish way of doing it because you're not thinking about who you're leaving behind. You're not thinking about who you are hurting when you're taking somebody with you. You know, you're not thinking about who you're hurting. Yeah, you're just dynamically hurting yourself, but you're hurting someone else as well.
Exactly. You know, I mean, listen, you people out here are definitely in crazy mode, especially the current caller we got right now because she don't eat fried chicken. So she's definitely been living her life, living La Vida Loca out this joint. Oh, what's up, Lady T? How you doing? What's up, Lady
T? Oh, my gosh. Did I call the therapy line for sex? I have a problem. You guys said you would be here for me. Can I speak
Why
to you guys right now?
Chicken? Because
I don't like I don't like it anymore.
You should step on your foot. You should step on your own foot if you don't, because you don't like process.
What kind of stupid crap is that? Are you here to help me or hurt me, Brother B?
Listen, I don't want you to go to extreme. So just go step on your foot and go eat a piece of chicken. Your life will be a whole lot better. Especially with some barbecue sauce.
I had enough chicken for my life, so I'm drained with it.
Hold up,
listen,
lady,
when your
you
parents
doing?
Is from the islands and you already seen, like, your granny have hens in her yard, let's say, and things like that, and you see where eggs really come from and you crack an egg and it's a freaking chick embryo, after a while you stop craving eggs and chicken and, listen, I don't care for it. I'm good.
Okay, I got you. Sounds weird, but I'm still gonna have me a chicken sandwich. Still gonna have me some chicken. Damn
it! I don't want a Popeye chicken sandwich. I'm turned off from that. I don't want nothing.
I don't think
Popeye
that's coming back. They already made their sales for like 2 years.
Thank God.
So they
I'm to the point where I'm like turned off from Popeye's. I don't want nothing from Popeye's no more. I don't even. That whole chicken thing just turned me the hell off.
Listen, I think it was the pickle. I think it was the pickle on it. I think, because who puts pickles on a chicken sandwich? I think it was the pickle and the way they had it with the bread. Listen, I'm going to try, you know what I'm going to do?
That's disgusting.
I'm going to make some chicken patties, and I'm going to put a pickle on it with a little bit of sauce and on that bread. And
it's not
going to
be the same,
I'm telling
you.
Listen, if it's the same, all right, you know what? Oh, ye of little faith, I'm going to go make some money. If it come out good, I'm going to make some money, and I'm cutting you out of all profits and proceeds. It's going to be on the Lady T. And Lady C ain't supporting me because she ain't eating no chicken, so it's going to be me and Kato.
We're
going to be out there. We're going to be hustling chicken sandwiches. You hear me?
Yeah, I'll do that. As long as you bring the money back to me and Red, we good.
You see what I'm saying? Nah, really, you don't support. You don't eat chicken.
We'll support the bag.
Me and K-Dog eat chicken.
That's right, people. Hi, how's everybody doing this evening? Good
what
evening.
Up, what up,
good evening.
Hey, yo, and not to be, you know, so, you know, some somber stuff again, but I was also reading something, and I didn't get her name. I only got her name when I was actually reading the story. And, I was reading about this school safety agent that was killed by her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And apparently,
I heard about
you know, her funeral. Yeah, and like I said, I hear about it late because, you know, I watch the news. I don't really watch the news. And I just want to say my condolences to her family and rest in peace to that young girl. Listen, if people, women, men alike, if you're out there in some type of abusive relationship, listen.
You don't have to be in that.
You don't have to be in that. You really don't have to be in that. Listen, don't think love is him punching you in your face. Don't think love is him, you know, hounding you or stalking you 24 hours. Where you going? You can't go here. You can't. That's not love. That's a crazy motherfucker.
Don't forget, love don't also have hands. It has words. You got verbal abuse, emotional abuse. So,
know
what types of abuse you may be suffering from.
That's not love.
And it's deadly. And
you know, it's abuse.
It's really bad out there. It really is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't think that somebody else ain't going to love you. Don't think that that's the best thing since sliced bread. You got options. Like I said, men and women are like you. You got options, and you don't have to deal with the shit that you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying?
Do what you can to get out of it, man. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, easier said than done, guys.
I know.
Easier said than done. You know what? And that's the sad part about it. It is very easy. I can say, get out of this. But have these women that will be sitting here, and they'll give you that man for four or five years. You know, until something happens, you know, unfortunately like that, or they finally say, you know, enough is enough. But by that time, you're damaged. Like, you're emotionally damaged, you're physically damaged, you're tired. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's
sad. You know what it is? Some people, it's like I said this before, when it comes to these abusive relationships, and a lot of people are like, he'll change, or... Oh, he said he's not going to do it anymore. But you know what it is? It's like this. It's like, you love the person. You love the person, but that means you don't love yourself if you're sitting there taking that abuse. And, of course, I want to bring something up to add to that. You see this restraining order mess that people come up with? That doesn't work at all. It never did.
Oh, no.
Listen, you know what works?
Quantum hot grits on
the fucker. I had to have a talk with somebody one time, and I had to tell him, like, if sometimes you just got to let some of these dudes know that there's another male. Because, see, sometimes they get on the set where they see a chick, and they're like, oh, you know, some of them try to do their little homework. Oh, you ain't got no brothers. Or you ain't got, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got no pops or nothing like that. They seem to think that, you know, you may not have somebody around. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, always let them know that there's somebody around. Let them know that there's somebody around that will whip the soul out of your ass if you do some foul shit.
Mm-hmm.
And not right there. So trust and believe. Exactly. Most of these cats that put their hands on women are suckers anyway. They suck.
They can't even fight a man.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes even though knowing another man around doesn't even work, they'll still try to test it, deal with that man when they need to.
And
so
you can't really say it's
that easy.
And you know what? It's all good. I will make you eat a bottle of ketchup.
You sound hungry tonight. You sound real hungry tonight.
Did you eat before the show? Ketchup.
Okay, ketchup, chicken, pickles, we on a roll.
I just had a chicken patty. Call the 111 on the extra menu. What's up? Call 111, you're on the air with the menu. What up? Hello?
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 Hello? Yeah, what's up?
Hello, how you doing?
Yeah, what's up? What's going on?
And then I'm just joining in, listening. This is something new. Joining, understand what's going on.
Okay, no doubt. Well, once again...
What's your name? What's your name?
Yeah, what's your name, brother? What's your name?
My name is Kenny.
Kenny?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Kenny. Well, welcome aboard. So we're about to get into our
welcome
topic
aboard.
Once again. It is the menu. Big Red, Brother B. We got K-Dog in the house. Lady T, who don't eat chicken, in the house. And we got Mr. Kenny on the line. We're on Facebook, the menu. Mind Your Mental, MindUrMental. Got my own script. You're supposed to help me out, Red. Yeah, we're on Facebook, you know, the menu, Mind Your Mental. Guest calling number 347-324-3395. And let's go. Free Sex Society.
Get into it.
Let's get it. Let's get sexy, y'all. You like my candles.
Uh-oh.
Light my
watch
candles.
Out now.
Sit me a Heineken. Put on some Barry White in the background. So, one of the questions I wanted to ask, should a man chase a woman?
Should a man chase a woman?
Yeah. Should a man chase a woman?
Okay.
I want Red. If it's that, then we're going to throw it to Kenny, and then it's going to be Lady T, and it's going to be K-Dog. So go ahead, Red.
Okay. All right. So should a man chase a woman? I don't think a man should chase a woman. I think he should pursue her, or that's what is supposed to be done. Chasing is such a, I'll say like a word that they use in the wild. For animals, you chase animals, or animals chase each other. Now, I think the video that you had put up maybe about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and the guy was explaining about, you know, men chasing women and all that other stuff. And like I said, he brought up a lot of good points. And at the end of the day, you know, what kills me with this so-called chasing thing is that once the man, you know, gets the woman, or he gets her, then it's like, then he acts like she was the one chasing him. And it's like, no, you're the one that came after me. But then as things progress on that, you want to make it seem like I'm the one that you know, is doing the chasing. And I don't understand why dudes do that. And I'm sure women do it as well. But I don't understand why, you know, men do that where they, you know, you do all the pursuing, chasing, and all that other stuff. And then when you get the woman, and I'm not just talking about just sex-wise or anything else, but once you get you know, the woman, it's like now you want to make it seem, you want it like, oh, like, what now? You got to do it like, oh, she got to do the work now. Like, bro, like, no, this is what you wanted. You wanted this prize, so you got your prize. So now, oh, okay. So now I'm not saying that they're supposed to keep, you know, I mean, no, you're supposed to keep up a momentum. If you want to keep me around, just like I want to keep you around, then you keep up the momentum. Don't just, okay, I got it now. All right, I'm just chilling the cut now. Now I'm going to see what she's going to do. No. Like, keep that up. Keep that same energy that you had when you were trying to get me. Keep the same energy. That's what I got to say.
Okay. Kenny? Kenny, what's your thoughts on this? Should a man chase a woman?
In my opinion, I don't think a man should chase a woman. Just
you don't
for a
think
simple
a man
reason
should?
That just for a simple reason, as a man. A man is like a lion. A lion, you feel me, goes out, sets up his pride. You feel me? He does what he needs to do for a starter. Now, when he finds a mate in order to get that started, he pursues. I wouldn't say chase. He pursues a woman, as for me, Big Red said. Pursues a woman. And once he does that, there's different type of ways how he pursues her, or, you feel me, which way however you want to get her. But I don't believe a man should chase a woman. And even though you didn't ask this question, I don't believe it works for the other way around, vice versa. I believe it works at both streets. It's mutual. It's a mutual relationship.
Cool. All right.
Same thing. Well, you guys said that's why, as far as I don't think a man or a woman should chase a, you know, a man should chase a woman or a woman should chase a man. I think it's about more or less choosing our words and choosing what we're going to do. Are you going to pursue her because you're into her and see what kind of vibes you guys have and so forth to lay down a foundation for something, whether it's a long-term relationship, marriage, whatever the case may be. So if, to me, like, somebody just chasing you, it's like, okay, they got you, and then what? The ball is in the next person's court, so then what? What do we do next? You know what I mean? So I don't like that word, chasing after a man or chasing after a woman and so forth. If you're going to, let's say, chase, just using that word, then to me that just sounds like, you know, it's going to be just a sex thing. So what's your basis? Do you even have any attraction towards the person? And if you do, you know, let's vibe. Let's see what happens here. Let's date and stuff like that. Do anybody do that, you know, as much these days as far as dating and getting to know each other way before they have sex? The sex is always going to be there. That'll always come. So it's like, to say chasing, I really don't like that word.
Why did you
say that? Right. Well, what I gotta say about that is a man shouldn't chase a woman. I mean, just like the panel said, you shouldn't chase a woman. It's like the brother said, it's like chasing an animal. It's like, we're not animals, we're human beings. I mean, once you meet a woman, you pursue her. You understand? It's about pursuing. So the thing is, when you're pursuing a woman, okay, yes, you talk to her, you get to know her. Getting to know the woman is very important because, you know, you can't just, I met her, yeah, let me do this. No, get to know her first. You know, that's the problem with a lot of people out there these days when it comes to dating and relationships. They don't get to know the woman. They don't. And a lot of men don't understand that. You know, some men might think, oh, the one thing that they're looking for is the pleasure part about it. You know, that's what they're looking at. And it's more to a woman than just a body.
All right. Well, my attitude is this one. I can't rock with chasing, and I definitely can't rock it with pursuing, because I think it should be a mutual thing between two people who are actually vibing, like sharing energy. You know what I'm saying? Like I've never had to pursue, and I've never, you know, as far as I can recall, you know, been pursued. My whole thing is always been a mutual thing. You know, like there's a mutual attraction. You mutually, you know, communicate with one another and convey, you know, not only the attraction, but you talk about the things that you have in common and stuff of that nature. I think when you have to pursue someone is kind of like running, damn near giving chase. Because like it was said by Lady T, Big Red, what else is there once you catch the prize, what else is there? That's that. Because sometimes the biggest thing is the chase for some people. They just want the chase. And then after that, it's like, then what? See, there's this anticipation built up sometimes within the chase. And then when you turn around and be like, all right, you're chasing it because you want some ass. You turn around and get the ass ain't what you wanted. You're like, oh, my God, ass is not all that great. I don't want it anymore. But that was a part of the pursuit. That was a part of the chase. You were chasing something. Now, some people may be inquisitive about the person. But a lot of times, we don't really chase the interesting part, the inquisitiveness. We're chasing for something else, and it's usually just the sex. When you want to get to know someone, then it's a thing where you carve out a little time, you talk to this person, and once again, you communicate.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do the chase thing. And I think that, we shouldn't do neither. It shouldn't be a chase, you know, or a pursuit. I think we just really kind of need to get back to the thing of, like, they're meeting on neutral grounds. Yeah, well, definitely.
Yeah, courting each other.
Because, yeah,
I find interest in you.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, K-Dog. Most definitely. It's like, you know, you meet someone and you guys actually, like, communicate this whole thing, and like, I find you interesting. Can we talk further? You know what I'm saying? Not a whole bunch of thing of like, go ahead, Rhett.
Well, you know, like I always say, at the end of the day, once again, we are living in, like I say, the title of the show, a free sex society. Nobody's thinking about that anymore. Nobody wants to court. Nobody wants to take that time to know anybody. It's, I want to see you. I see you on Instagram and Facebook. You got your breasts out. You got this out. You're showing. You're saying sexy stuff. You're saying this. I want to get to know you on an intimate level before I get to know you. And once again, and I'm going to say this, ain't nothing wrong with the little rug. Ain't nothing wrong with the rug burner. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But at the end of the day, but then you get into that with that person, but then this is what
I'm thinking. I beat my knees red. I'm sorry, you threw me off on the rug burn part.
Well, when I said the rug burn,
needs to look healthy.
Somebody fell.
Man, oh man.
Somebody like the rug burn. I'm just saying. All right, that
man.
You get that, and then like I said, you get that,
the
and then like burn. I said, then. Then after that, then that's when, okay, now we can get to know each other. No, but then that's when other issues start happening. That's when you don't know if this person start getting on some crazy stuff with you, either or the man or the woman, or they start wanting to keep tabs on you. It's like, okay, I just wanted you for sex. I didn't want you for all of that other stuff. So that's where the issues come in. But you wanted to get to know. Now, I'm not talking about somebody that you know already and y'all, you know, have a little connection there. That's a different story. But I'm talking about these people that meet each other online. Like I said, people don't even want to meet each other outside in the street no more. Like, you know, men don't even talk to you. They just look and keep walking. Like, what happened to men actually saying, hey, how you doing? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's going on?
Now, well, wait a minute.
Hold on.
Nobody
sometimes
wants to
the female will not respond.
Exactly.
You know what? The sad part about it.
What happened?
What's up?
No, I said the female would not respond. The female would not respond. A lot of females don't.
Okay.
That's what guys are afraid of now.
And wait a minute. Now, guess what? I'm one of those females that don't respond. But see, there's a reason behind that.
So why you asking?
How you going to say, yeah, that's all I was just about to ask. Red, how you going to say all
that
they don't do that no more, but I'm not going
to
respond. All right, go ahead.
I was getting ready to say, there's a flip side. So I was getting ready to say that. That's what I'm saying. Now, that's the point. The thing is women don't respond to that anymore. And you're absolutely right. They don't. Like I said, I'm one of them. I won't respond to that. Because you know what? Sometimes I don't want to respond because guess what? It's the way that you come at me. Sometimes they don't they don't come at you and be like, hey, how you doing? It's the way you coming at me. You saying something stupid or you saying something slick or you saying something and it's just like, can I have your number? No, I don't know you. Like, can you have my number? No.
Yo, it's so good. What? Can I get your number? Yo, let me holler at you.
I don't know, Red. I don't know. This sometimes, you know, and we fam. This sometimes I say hello. One time I said hello to you, and you look like you're ready to cut me out the family. something like that. You know what I'm saying? Stop.
You must have text me early in the morning.
Yo, I'm saying, yo, listen, I hate to get ethnic with it, because then after I say this, then I'm ask Kenny what he thinks. So there was this experiment I was doing one night while I was at work 2 years ago. So me and some fellas was outside working, right? And this is like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, you know. And we was like, yo, we're going to see how many black women pass by. And we say hello, and they say nothing. And we see how many white women pass by, and we say hello, and they don't say nothing, and they say something. So the sad part is, you know, most of the black women that pass by, now I'm not dumping on my sister, but yo, most of them, it was like 10 out of, like, no, I would say 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10 gave me a screw face and was like, wow. Only two was like, oh, how you doing? But kept it moving. And like briskly started moving after that. I guess they was waiting for me to say something else. But now, I would have to say 9 out of the 10 white women or women of other ethnic backgrounds, hey, hi, fella. How you doing? Have a great day. We were like, wow.
I'm
going
to let Lady Tegan on you about that.
I was like, no, we got to go to Kenny next. We got to go to Kenny next. Now, the thing
I'm
talking about this. Yeah, we're going to go to Kenny next. Now, Mr. Kenny, I got to ask you, is there a big, do you feel, in your personal opinion, is there a difference in how black women respond to that? Oh, hey, how you doing? Because, you know, Red made it sound like, you know, a lot of black women are approaching.
Yeah.
Now, I've like I said, Big Red, my fan, I approached her a couple of times and she made me feel like, you know, loose change out this joint. But that's something else. But all right, do you think that black women are more approachable or less approachable than other women?
You said, do I think black women are more approachable or less approachable than any women?
Yeah, the other women. Yeah, other women. Other ethnic backgrounds.
Ethnicities. Yeah.
Yeah.
Other diversities. Okay. I feel like they're less approachable. Like, you can't just, like, a regular pickup line you use on a black female, you can't just use that on any white female, any Midwestern female, any West Indian female. Like, it's just.
Oh, West Indian,
like,
woman to cut you.
I mean, Middle Eastern. That's what I meant. The Middle Eastern and then the West Indian. That's what I'm saying. Like, they not gonna cooperate with that. Like a white dude, a white dude hitting on a black woman. He can't use no black dude line. That's not the way how it goes.
I get it. I never really thought about it like that, but it's true.
Yeah, that was a good point.
Yeah, like, come on, Lady T, what you got to say? I know.
I don't know. Y'all give me a pickup line, and I'll tell you what I have to say. I don't know.
Hey, let me holler at you for a second.
Definitely get shut down. Next.
I got that chicken sandwich. I got that chicken
next.
Sandwich.
Don't eat chicken.
All right, so look.
Let me see, Kenny.
That pickup line right there, right? That pickup line right there. Now, if a white dude used that on you, would you react the same way if a black dude used that to you?
Not at all. Not at
See?
All.
Prime
he'll be. No.
Why?
No, I'm saying it wouldn't be. I wouldn't take his pickup line if he said that to me or if the black guy said that to me. It's just not. That's just not approachable to me. It just sounds corny.
What if they put a charming laugh behind it? Like, what if they put one of those laughs?
Maybe you'll get a laugh back.
I do like to count.
You might get a laugh back, and I might say, "Enjoy your day, have a good day, and keep on walking." But I mean, come on.
I don't know. What's approachable from a guy's point of view, all you guys? What's an approachable line that, in all seriousness, that you guys would,
You know what I'm saying? And I'll break it down to you.
Now, I'm gonna hear K Dog. Thank you, K Dog. And then we're gonna bounce it back.
K Dog.
Because I want to hear what K Dog and then Kenny. Because what's a good line? What's a good line?
What's approachable line? Yeah.
The good line. The approachable line
serious,
is okay, like this.
Serious.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Just to come out and be real. You see her?
How? Tell us. We want to hear her line.
Walk over and just say hello. Walk over and say hello. I hope you don't mind me coming over here and just approaching you, but I just wanted to say that you're a very lovely lady, and I would like to have a conversation with you. But if anything
you sound
else,
like a Luther Vandross
but if
song.
I'm coming up wrong. But if you do not wish to talk, then you have a wonderful day. That's it. You know, you're supposed to talk.
You know what he said? He said, if you
do that, you still tell you go to hell now.
And I would say, yo, you sound like a cop. But you was doing it right. You choose to do it on a romantic level.
You
do not wish to talk.
You
know,
who you work for?
Okay, I mean, if you don't wish to have a conversation,
who you work for?
See, now, before we go to Kenny, K-Dog's figure, like his whole, that whole thing right there make you think. Like, wait a minute, hold on. So he gave me an option. If I don't want to talk to him, to have a good day, well, maybe I should. I don't know.
The female might challenge it.
Yeah, she might come. Oh,
yeah.
Why are you brushing me away? Because I can hear you now. Why are you telling me? Get rid of me already?
No, because you know, based on the reception that the female will give you, either a female will give you a nice reception or she'll give you a negative one and be like, "Excuse me, like get out of here," you know, stuff like that. You don't want to be coming off of course disrespectful, you know.
All right, Kenny.
She's gonna tell you go sit down somewhere.
Yeah. What you got for the panel, Kenny? What you got for the panel? Smooth pickup
Kenny,
line.
Let's hear it.
Let's see.
What's your pickup line, Kenny? Let's go.
Now I gotta before Kenny starts. Pickup lines is pressure.
I got one.
The whole thing is you kind of ease into it. Good.
You tired? You've been running through my mind all day.
Oh, Kenny, no.
Oh, no, you no, didn't Kenny. Say that.
Oh, my God.
Kenny,
no.
That is
no,
like
Kenny.
The oldest pickup line. And I would have been like, I'm
horrible.
Running. I'm going to keep
on,
running.
Hold on.
Got my sneakers on. I'm out of here.
Hold on. But what he did, we know it's old. Well, he broke the ice. See, my thing is this: once you get a woman laughing, you basically, it's like you still got the chain on the door.
You got another one. Kenny got another one.
Come on, Kenny.
All right, ready?
You said you got another one. All right, let's
get up. Go ahead, Kenny.
You got mirrors in your pants? Cause I can see me in them.
Oh,
no.
Whoa.
Hey, what song was that?
Oh, Lord.
What kind of damn thing is that? I like the first one.
The first one was way better.
That one, Kenny, might get you smacked.
Oh,
snap. Yeah.
That was hard.
Stick to the first one, bro.
That's his bad saying, you got a quarter. My mama told me to call when I fell in love with her.
Oh, my God.
My mama told me to call
when I've never heard that one before. I don't think pickup lines really work. I think.
Nobody uses pickup lines.
Yeah.
No, you just talk, man. That's it.
Yeah, but once you get into it, but see, to me, it's no, like I said, it's no effort in, well, because like I said, in the street, nobody really says something to you. But guess what? If they see you on Facebook, if they know you on Facebook, they got a whole bunch to say on Facebook. But when they see you,
well, you know
what? Mute.
I think it's more of an effort when there's no vibe. Because then you're trying to sell yourself. That's why, you know, I think a lot of people may get into these wrong relationships because they don't really have too much in common or they're really not vibing. Like, if you got to go that hard and communicate or convey whatever message you have to a person to convince them that, hey, I'm worth your time, then I believe that you shouldn't even be doing it. Because apparently the vibe is not there. So you have to convince them that I'm worth your time. I mean, does that make sense to anybody?
I don't know.
If me and you are mutually interested, then there's no convincing needed. It just gracefully happens. But if I got to sell myself to you, presentation is one thing. Selling myself is totally different. So if I have to sell myself to you, then it's like, what's the purpose? Presenting myself is one thing. You know, I let you know who I am. Here's the math. And, you know, if you're feeling me, you're feeling me. If not, then, you know, nice to know you. But I think there has to be that general vibe there between two people in order for it to really work. And I think people don't look for the vibe. It's just all about damn, that ass is fat.
Well,
damn, he got on them gray sweatpants. He got on a gray sweatpants. Like, yo, I gotta have that.
Rubber.
Oh my goodness.
Rubber.
Oh my goodness.
So like I said, the whole point of the matter is you're right. And like I said, because we live in this society now where everybody wants everything. It's like everybody wants to be with somebody quick, fast, and in a hurry. Because I think the factor of what people are looking at is like, oh, I don't want to be by myself. I don't want to be lonely. I want somebody. That's fine. But once again, you have to, you know, look at the fact that you got to get to know a person before you jump into something. And then when you jump into something, like I said, then you find out things about that person that you really don't like. It's like, all right, yeah, you know, like I said, the rug burn is good, but then you know it's everything else that's the factor of it. But see, I'm getting to see that, you know, and I don't know if it's just maybe the younger generation or just, you know, just people in general now. I, you know, had a conversation and someone put something on Facebook that said something basically like, oh, I'm a toxic person, but my, you know, downtown area is good. Okay, I don't understand how you feel that because your downtown area is good, but you're crazy as hell. You're toxic. That's crazy. Now, how do you
well,
think
you got guys
that
don't mess with chicks like that and put themselves at risk and say, you know what, she's crazy, but I think I could do this for a little bit, a couple minutes, I'm good.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And
I don't know.
Right. Absolutely. And that's the problem, because you have dudes out there that be like, yeah, that box is good, but she crazy, but that box is good. I'm gonna just keep dealing with it.
But you know what?
You're making yourself effed up if you ever did not deal with that girl. You're making yourself messed up for when you get into other type of relationships, because now you're going to think that every female is like that. And it's like, no.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
No.
Well, you know what? I think
no, you can't think like
Jones,
that.
That's the adventure in a lot of dudes. So they just want to be like, yeah. Like, they just want to have that fun off the craziness. Or they want some dudes think they can, I can tame them. And there's women that think they can tame a dude too, but some dudes out there like, I can tame that. I can run that. And you know, she won't be acting like that no more. It's a challenge. Just like some women,
yeah, right.
You know, they want their challenges too. It's a challenge. You know?
Right, I get that, but then it's a challenge, but then guess what? when you start getting to a point where like, I can't deal with this no more, I can't deal with it, and then you go to somebody else, and you see that somebody else ain't none of that. Then it's like, okay, then it shouldn't be a problem. Then, like I said, then you're going to, my thing is, you're going to take all of that you did with that, dealt with that, and you're going to put it into a next, you know, you're going to move on to that next thing. That next person is like, I'm not even like that. I don't even do that. What are you, like you ain't got to act like that. I don't do none of that. But then dudes don't appreciate that because you like that crazy.
Well, but that's
not crazy,
thing,
man.
They're used to the adventure. And, you know, they thought that they can find some type of adventure, you know, and they wound up finding out there's no, you know, there's no journey.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I mean, I can't speak for certain individuals, you know, crazy shit that they be having going on with them. But, you know, I mean, hey, once again, like you said, free sex society, right? Everybody humping the ramp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is what it is. But
I gotta go on to the
next question.
Yeah.
Now me, I think Dave Chappelle opened up to some people a can of worms. I applaud him for coming out and saying everything that he said. And I don't really think that there was too much wrong with anything that he said. I think that a certain community is just mad because they have been outed or a certain light or truths have been, you know, said, and they have a problem with it. And what I find interesting is how could you be mad if you're getting the light that you wanted? You're getting the spotlight that you always wanted, but yet you want to be mad because somebody outed you. Now, what's that saying? You know, you're nobody unless somebody's talking about you. So, all right, people are talking. So, you know, Dave Chappelle said a couple of things. And one of the things I do have an issue with is, now me and Red were talking about this. Me and someone else talked about it. Gender neutrality.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what gender neutrality is, and please correct me if I'm wrong, basically like now people have this option where when they have a kid, you know, they don't have to put any sex on their birth certificate. They can just put neutral.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, my biggest question is, so how could you be gay if you're gender neutral?
That's confusing to me, man.
It is confusing because my thing is this: how can you be if you don't claim being a male or a female, then how could you be labeled gay? I think someone didn't think this through with this gender neutrality thing, because someone that's homosexual is supposed to be man on man, right? And somebody who's a woman's lesbian is woman on woman, and so on and so forth. So if you're gender neutral, how could you be labeled? How could you claim one of these communities or one of these factions if you don't claim any gender?
Due to the fact, like, it's like you're kind of forcing the person to later on question, am I gay or am I straight? Most of these people that's gay, they already knew they were gay. A lot of them will tell you that. So for me, why should that even be a factor on a birth certificate? Just put female or male. What's the big deal? Later on in life, whatever happens to you, that's your business. That is the stupidest thing.
Absolutely it is.
It's like saying black or white. Am I going to check the black or white box? Maybe later on I might want to bleach my skin and be white. It's the stupidest thing.
She's right.
I think they're giving people too much freedom to do. I mean, you know, it's the thing of freedom of speech and all that stuff. But you're getting too much, like,
too many options. Especially for things that you're not thinking about at birth.
Right. It's like, when a child was born, he's a male or female. So you're talking about gender neutral. You don't understand how stupefied that is, because if the child comes out with a vagina or penis, how the hell are you going to sit there and say gender neutral?
Exactly.
Right.
So you already choosing something for this child, and this child just got here.
Look, the bottom line is this. Okay, check male or female. That's it. That's all you need. Why is it that the sexual orientation is so important?
Because they don't want them to be forced into, what's crazy is they don't want them to be forced into a label or a title, but yet the parent is doing it.
Yeah, you're forcing them right there. Is that not a label or title?
You're forcing them.
Well,
you are forcing them.
Exactly, and then once again,
twisted minds don't see it that way.
You don't know if the child is going to, like, how would you know if the child's going to be gay, straight, whatever, bisexual, I don't know. Like, how do you know over that and the child just got
here? Because that's the door, that's the opening to you can be whatever you want to be. Don't let your body part, you know, choose for you. You choose for yourself. It just because you have a vagina doesn't mean that
you have to sleep with
men. And just because you have a penis doesn't mean you have to sleep with women. You know what I'm saying? You have options. Because basically, they don't want society to force you into liking a certain person unless you choose to do so. So you have the option of, if you want to love women, you can love women. If you want to love men, you can love men. It's up to you. I mean, real quick, Kenny, what you think about that? Hello?
Still there?
I'm listening.
Hello?
Repeat the question again.
Yeah, what do you think about the whole thing of gender neutrality, where when a child is born, they put on the birth certificate like there's no gender. They don't label them male or female. They just label them as neutral.
I don't really think that's a big issue. There should be no reason there should be a preference on. You are what you are when you're born.
Yeah, but you have people out there who do, and I don't want to limit it to the, I have to say, alphabet community, because sometimes I mess it up and I don't want to be disrespectful and mess it up. So I'll just use today's spell term, because there's LGBTQ, and there's a few extra letters in there that I can't get right sometimes. But I will say that it's not limited to them. Some people out there would like to give their child the option of deciding what you want to be. Like you can be, you know, you're not a male or, they're basically telling you, you're not a male or a female. You can be whatever you want to be. You can be a male, you can love men, or you can love women, whoever you choose. We don't have to put that on a birth certificate. But my whole thing was, how could you be gay then? If you don't claim a gender, how could you be gay?
You want to know something? It's really, really sad with all the labeling. There's a wig specialist that I know. It's a guy. He wears wigs. He wears them really well. He makes them great. He wears them, and when you see him with it, you'll think he's a female. He sounds like a female and everything. One thing about him, he said, I am a man. He's not trying to get all this gender change and everything. I guess he wears the wigs to promote his stuff. Great. But my point that I'm making, you have people who are gay. You know, I don't know what they call them, because even, you know, the people that are gay say it's too much labels within their community as well and so forth and so on. You have females who are gay that they say, I'm a female. Just because they dress like a boy or whatever, you know, I don't know what's up with all these labels. They're tired of the labels too.
Yeah.
It's getting really, really draining. And based on our topic with free sex society, it's like sex overload, if you ask me. I'm drained with it. It's really an overload on everything. Now when a child is born, you have to give them that third option of, what did you say the third option was, Brother B? Because I just forgot. It's like so irrelevant. Gender neutral, you said.
Yeah,
gender neutrality.
You don't have
so
to.
So why should that even be an option? As a parent, I just gave birth. It's a girl or it's a boy. What's the problem?
Because they don't want the, it's too much pressure. They some feel that in society there's too much pressure on, you know, men
way
to be men and women to be women. So it's like you can be whatever you want to be when you want to be. And I
but
think
that's
that
just
right
this
here.
And this
we make a love.
The natural order of things, you know, it's just messing up the natural order of things. It just as Lady T said, it's too much labels. Not just that, it's too much labels with everything. It's like everything has a like it's too much options after one thing. Like I'm going to give the example again with the BBW. So now it's SSBBW, SS extra, LLL, MB, BBD, extra. Like what? Why do you have to be 600 categories to one thing? Why, once again, just like I said, why it has to be with, you know, like I said, with the, you know, it has to be the LGBTQ, this, that, and, you know, no disrespect, but it's like, why does it have to be so many options?
Believe it or not, just between that, yeah, that LGBTQ, whatever it is, there is more options within that options, and even people who are just
right,
tired of these things, they're tired of the
right,
labels as well.
Oh, damn.
Right, exactly. It's too,
you know,
it's too
it
much going. It's too much.
The problem with that is that a lot of these people that are doing that, it's like, oh, like you're choosing, like they accuse the child of some people in society. Are saying that, oh, people choose their sexual orientation and not knowing that somebody is born that way. If they're born that way, what is the problem? You understand? What
mm-hmm.
is the problem? But
now, I
want to
know,
well,
is
they
it,
choose
is,
to be
are
that
we
way.
Talking? Does anybody on the panel feel that when they say, oh, I was born this way, do you really think scientifically that there are people that are born opposite to their gender?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, I
mm-hmm.
think so. I know a few people.
I think
certainly
so.
Do. Mm-hmm.
So from young, from jump.
From young, I saw that with two people that I know. So I wasn't surprised
mm-hmm.
when they came out in their later life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you don't think there was
some
any
kept
influence
hidden
in
or
anything?
Nope.
You say, what happened?
You don't think there
There's
was
no
any influence or anything?
No, I know there wasn't. They can tell you there wasn't. They can tell you that it totally wasn't.
No.
There was no influence whatsoever.
I mean, I just find it interesting how, you know, that is kind of possible. And I'm not going against it. I'm not saying it's impossible. But wouldn't that be kind of saying that the Most High made a mistake?
No,
we don't know till we go to the other side. You know, something
so.
That bothers me is if people feel like being gay is a sin and so forth, which there's a lot of religions that think that. Guess what? At the end of the day, everyone answers to God. So if you haven't gotten there yet, shut up with all of that. Pretty much, I don't care what they do behind closed doors. That don't affect me that they're gay. What they're doing behind closed doors, that's their business. They have to answer to God, not me. I don't have to answer due to that purpose. That's their purpose. They'll have to answer
and,
that. So what bothers me is, like, why when someone will get offended so quick, oh, this person's gay, oh, I don't want them around me, this, that, the next, I don't want them around my kid, and so forth. Why do you care what a person does in their private life? I'm not understanding why that bothers you so much. If you feel like
because
it's going to have an influence on you, is
right.
that
you
what
know
you're
why
afraid
do-
of? You know, I don't get it, what the big deal is.
It's too much.
Society
too
has
much.
That. It's like a fear. It's, once again, it's like we are built, like, it's a fear. That's just what society does, and especially nowadays, it's a fear. Because the first thing people think, oh, that person's gay. Oh, they must be a pedophile. They're going to touch my kids. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. Oh, they're going to be peeking through the window and looking at me. That's where that comes from. And that's been something that's been building up for years.
Oh, well, oh, he's Red, a freak. I can add he's something a, more to that.
He or she is a freak in there, weirdo. Yeah, go ahead.
There's two exactly. things that I want to add to it. Number one, you have religion who sits there and preach all this stuff. They're preaching all that. Or if someone's gay, they're going straight to hell. And number two, amongst our own black folk, I mean, I've heard a lot of things about how, oh, the reason why they're gay is because the white man is pushing, is taking away the black man's masculinity and turning them gay, is turning the black woman gay and all of that. Those are two crazy off the hook options. Those are two crazy things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
You get that shit from? Well, all right. My thing is this. Do you? Because listen, I'm, you know, like I said before, and I say again, I don't have a problem with those that follow me. You know, we can all get along. I don't down anybody in what they're all about. You know, I know people that are gay, and I think one of the issues are. You have your time. I remember back in the days, it used to be a category. There was ones that were more conservative that were just about, listen, I don't have to go out there and act like a woman to prove that I'm gay or, you know, show anything like that. Like, I'm just wear regular guy clothes or regular female dresses and blouses, and I just do me. Like, that's just that. But then you have the ones out there that I guess back in the day the term used to be flaming, where they would actually wear women's clothes. They would actually try to identify with how a female lives, or there are men out there that try to act like women. And I think that's the problem, one of the problems, because I don't know what it is to be a woman, and I'm not going to pretend. If I was that type, mm-hmm. If I lived that lifestyle, I wouldn't pretend. Because being a woman has its challenges of its own that a woman would understand. And the same thing that goes for men. So to automatically assume that you can just step in someone else's shoes because that's what you identify with, I think is wrong. Just be you. If you're homosexual, then just be you. But you don't have to throw on a dress to what you want to feel pretty. All right, fine. I mean, it's all on you. But I don't think, and I think there are people out there who do live an alternate lifestyle, and they feel that the media and society has used these type of people to represent us, and that's not what we're about. So of course, society is going to use the ones that want their 15 minutes of fame. And like, this is us, and this is who we are, and this is what we do. And you have the ones that are in the cut, like, listen, I don't live my life like that. I have my partner, and we keep it moving. We don't have to go to parades to prove that we're anything, or we don't have to go to parades or do anything to prove that we're a part of a community that's been existing for hundreds of years. We don't have to prove anything. I think this emergence of like running around men trying to be women, women trying to be men. I think once again that's where the problem happens. Because see, I remember that video, the McDonald's mm-hmm. video, K Dog, Walk With Me, where the girl, mm-hmm. the butch or the stud, was beefing with somebody at McDonald's, and the dude behind the counter, she was beefing with him, and she jumped behind the counter. And she tried to fight him, and he picked up like this metal rod and hit her. Now,
yeah, I remember that.
Hey, you know, because I think at one point she tried to use that thing like, oh, I'm a female. Okay, you're a female, right? But you seem mm-hmm. to want to man up to that dude. But now all of a sudden you want to play like, oh, I'm the female. He shouldn't have did that to me. See, once again, you can't take it back. When you go forward, like if you're claiming that, and you think you built like that, then don't be surprised when somebody give it to you the same way. I'm not saying it's right, but don't ask for something. Don't bite off more than you can chew.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel the same way because I've seen women out there check some of these gay dudes. I'm like, yo, are you serious? Like, you can't never be me. You can't bleed 7 days out of the week. You can't have no kids. You can't do this. Like, it's a different emotional roller coaster for a woman.
Well,
and I don't think men, I really don't think men should be trying to think that they can even act like that. But you see a woman act a certain way, so you say, oh, this is how women act, so this is how I'm going to act. I don't think that's cool. Has nothing to do with your preference. I just think the whole acting thing or portrayal has gone too far.
Is it a portrayal or is it who they really are? And they just comfortable in their skin. They feel like they can wear a dress. Big deal. I don't know, back in like the 90s, it was, you know, the tomboy look. And I had somebody ask me if I was gay. What do you mean if I'm gay? This is the look. I felt like wearing my baggy jeans. Why I couldn't do that? So you're telling me that
but
I'm
see,
supposed
you know
to
what?
Be in a skirt and a dress all the time? Why? Why do you judge me and think that I'm gay because of what I'm wearing? I'm the only girl on the court playing basketball with all these dudes, full court basketball. Why can't you?
Nah, son. I remember back in the days, you, if you wore stuff like that, you was a gangster dude. There's a difference.
Yeah, you were. They would call you a rough dude.
Yeah, you was a rough dude.
This is my point,
though.
Okay, so, okay, then. But the same girls that's dressing like that now that are actually physically gay, they can't do that? Why?
I didn't say they can't. But what I think is, I think some of them are taking it too far. I think each party is taking it a little bit too. Listen, like I said before, and I'm going to just blatantly say it, if you're a woman and you're, let's find a more political correct way of saying it, you're the woman who's the alpha, who I guess the wannabe alpha male in the relationship.
You're the woman that want to be an alpha male?
We
got to get away from that term because do you know
the
what the alpha male
okay.
is?
Listen.
Yeah, that's
too
harsh
okay.
right there.
I was trying to find a better way to say it instead of saying butch.
They call it aggressive. It's aggressive and
feminine.
Aggressive.
That's the technical term.
Okay, so, and that's negative right there. That's negative right there. Because basically,
yeah,
are you saying that that's how men act?
That's what they call themselves.
No.
That's what the community calls them.
Aggressive femme. Like,
okay,
aggressive femme.
That's within their community.
That's,
they call them, they
and,
own
and
themselves.
And that's negative. I mean, it's a negative connotation. It is. It's just negative off the bat. And if you just think that that's what a man is, like that's how a man acts, because what? You're an aggressive friend, and that's supposed to be equal to what a man is. I think that's insulting. Because why do you have to be
we can go into straight dudes and the way you guys want to dress. You want to wear your tight jeans, whatever the case may be, and you're fully straight. Great. It's judgment all over.
No,
no matter
you
whether you're straight, gay,
not,
black, white, it's really
we're
draining.
Not,
it's
ladies,
a lot,
ladies,
a lot of labels.
I'm so
it's
happy
not,
you mentioned that
judging.
Because you know what?
Back
in the days, Brother B and I, Brother B, you remember back in the days, when we used to rock our car, canine, rock our baggy jeans, right? What would you say about the dude rocking the tight jeans? Wouldn't we call the guys that were rocking the tight jeans was deemed to be gay? Am I lying?
But that's my point. What I was saying, you can say that same thing with the girls who used to dress like that back in the days with their baggy stuff. You would get judgment then too.
Well, actually, I mean, the dudes, depending on what type of jeans that they were wearing, sometimes we didn't look at them like that. We just looked at them as like, you know, all right, real talk. Back in the days, yeah, you had the black dudes and the Hispanics and certain other ethnicities. Everybody had their own dress code. But, you know, we used to have the white boys that dressed in tight pants. You know, so, you know, they used to wear the tight pants. That didn't mean that they were gay. That was just what it was in the 80s and 90s. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has their preference on dress. I think it's like I said, it's more than the whole dress thing, and it doesn't have really anything to do with judging. It's just the fact that me personally,
you know, in my observation, I just don't think that certain things are just, like, necessary, man. Like, once again, just be you. And,
exactly.
And the world will appreciate you.
But what
you
if that's what I'm asking you?
Else.
What if they are them? What if that is them?
And if that's you, then cool. If that's you,
like
then
if
cool,
that's really
don't
them,
it,
they
don't.
Like wearing that dress. If that's really
and,
them.
And you know what? And that's all good. That's all good. But you know what? I can have a hang up on the same dude that's straight. That's wearing some stupid ass, you know, it's like, yo, son, you really wearing that? Like, you and you representing dudes? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's
but
other
that's
people.
That's what they want to wear.
All, and you know what? It's and it's all, and listen, it's all good. It don't mean you look less stupid. It don't, you know what I'm saying? It don't mean you look less stupid. Like I said, I don't think you have to go that far to say that, like, oh, I'm this or I'm that. Like, I don't really think that. I think maybe it's a superhero complex. Like, people want to put on certain clothes and they want to feel a certain way. Like, they feel clothes make them or the outfit makes them, you know, who they are. And I mean, it's like I said, it's all good. But once again, think about it. Like you said, all these labels and all these titles and all this and that. Listen, from years ago, it was just straight or if you were gay, you were gay. That's that. It's homosexual, heterosexual. That's just that. Now there's a million and one choices. The menu has, excuse the pun, has expanded. So when you go in there, there's no more dollar menu. There's 2 for 2, 3 for 3, 4 for 4, 5 for 5. You got the other numbers, and you got this, that, and the third. Then you also got this, you got that. And it's just a big ass, you know, it's just options, beyond options. And I think we're getting to the point where we're kind of opting ourselves out of options.
All right.
I mean,
I've
had a conversation with somebody. They have some states where you can legally sleep with animals. What kind of, what is that?
They've been doing
that,
though.
I've seen
that.
Oh, my God.
There's certain kind of people that's been doing that, though. And so now
this
is legalizing. I bet you 100% it's in a red state. So let's just stop.
Listen,
we've been knowing that was going on.
No, but I'm just saying, listen, whatever happened to discretion? See, me and Red had this conversation before. Discretion. Do you be discreet? That's one of the, I think that's the probably the overall problem. No one wants to be discreet about their business anymore. Everybody wants to put everything out there in the street. I want you to know that I slept with a horse last night. Oh my God.
I slept with a horse.
You sleep in the barn?
Oh yeah. Well, with
in the barn?
People, we'll put it
no.
out there.
Me and this
no,
horse.
No, I slept with the horse.
Yeah, like, oh, my God.
Me and
like,
the horse are now in a relationship.
Yeah, me and this horse. I'm married to Mr. Ed. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm
like,
married
listen,
to Mr.
Ed. We don't need to know this. Like, if that's what makes you happy, then do it.
Then do
it. Stop trying to find somebody else to approve your happiness. You see where I'm going with this? You being what you are is fine. Don't look for me or anyone else or the world to approve you being happy with who you are.
And now those kind of people you're talking about are looking for acceptance. They want you to tell them, sure, it's okay to be gay. Sure, it's okay for you to wear that. You're confident with yourself. Who cares? I'm going to wear it. I'm going to be that. That's it. Who cares?
Exactly, because you know what, in the grand scheme of things, I remember I was at work one day, and somebody, the dude felt the need to say, oh, well, I'm gay, and I'm like, yeah, my name is, I ain't say Brother B, but yeah, how you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? I just said my name, I say, yeah, how you doing? And he was shocked that I said it. I'm like, am I supposed to be? Like, dude, I don't care what you are, as long as you get on my nerves. And spill my drink, like, we're fine. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem with who you are. But people who are insecure. Yeah, but once again, in this pre-sex society, people have their own insecurities. And they got to put that on you. No one wants to be accountable for their insecurities.
Nope, and not at all.
That's sad.
Not
why,
at all.
Why do you want to make me accountable? Why do you want to make me the problem for how you feel or don't feel about yourself? That's
because
what
they don't
want
to take responsibility. Because nobody wants to take responsibility with it. That's what it's about. Nobody wants to take responsibility for their actions. It's easier if I can just blame you and say, you know what, you're the problem. You don't want to just, you're that. And then, no, you know what, I don't have to take responsibility for my actions. Why should I? Why should I take responsibility for my actions? I mean, it's easier just to blame somebody else. And I don't know where that's coming from or where it came from or, you know, how it came about. But that's the thing. We need to start taking back the fact that, and especially, you know, as adults, you have to take responsibility for your actions and what you do in life and how you do it. And once again, if you put yourself out there a certain way, and then you're going to get a certain type of result. Once again, nobody's saying you can't be proud of who you are. Everybody should be proud or accept who they are. But once again, we live in a world where everybody's not going to accept you. So you know you have to accept yourself first.
Yeah.
Accept yourself first. Don't worry about anybody else or something. They don't accept you. All right, that's their business. Because
look,
if you have people
you shouldn't have to use sex to do it either.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have
right.
to put yourself out there to show all your yams and your ham hocks and all that stuff and tapes and stuff,
yeah.
pull your meat out and take pictures of it. You shouldn't have to do all that to, you know, get people to accept you or to even get people to pay attention. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is why a lot of people are getting themselves in trouble, diseases, you know, things of that nature, because you're just putting yourself
mm-hmm.
out there and you don't have to. I think it's easy.
Living a lie.
To, like,
it's living a bold-faced lie. And that's the sad part about it, because unfortunately with society, you know how it is, some people got to live their lives on what they call the DL and lie about it. And that's why you have a bunch of guys out there, they're gay and they're bringing home diseases to their wives. And that's a sad thing, you know?
So let me ask you something, K-Dog. And then Lady T,
yeah.
What do you think about that, you know, that whole, what they call a down low thing? Like, what's the purpose of getting married and then going to sleep with a man and then turn around and saying that you're not gay?
Dude, you're gay. You are gay. If you're messing around, it's just the same thing with a woman messing around with another woman. You're gay. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, are they living in denial? Yeah, they're going to think that they're not. But guess what? I have a newsflash for you. Bro, you're gay. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, I'm not trying to make fun of it, but it's a sad thing. That whole download thing, because, you know, they don't want to come out because of what people will say about them. You understand? That's what's going on.
Right.
And then you also have the culture as far as the race. A lot of black men are hiding their sexuality as far as that. And they'll say, you know, I just like doing that once in a while, but I'm not gay, whatever the case may be. Yeah, you are. You are gay. You're bisexual, whatever you want to call it. I even asked a person who's gay, like, why is it okay if, you know, with Brother B, but I want to be with another woman. It's okay. It's acceptable. But what if Brother B was to say, you know what, I want to be with you plus another man? That will not be accepted. It's still bisexuality. So why is it okay if it's two women that want to do that, but it's not okay with two men, you know, coming into the relationship with a female? It's still bisexuality. And I couldn't understand that, and they couldn't even answer that, and they're gay themselves. Like, it's really accepted when it's two females that's bisexual and they're with their male. That's okay.
Okay, so 3054 is going to answer that question. Come with it.
That's very easy.
Come with it.
His trisexual ass. Go ahead.
I try anything.
There goes the neighborhood.
But you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I'm with that old school mentality of it's okay for women to be bisexual, For men, if you take it up the anal area, you're gay. That's it.
No, guys, seriously, on this serious topic, and since there's a lot of guys on the panel, let me ask you guys this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
Uh-oh.
You have guys that may say, oh, do you like anal sex? That raises red flags to me. Like,
yes,
do you like guys? So
no,
y'all tell me, how would y'all feel?
Difference. It's a big difference,
is there,
though.
Is there,
a lot of people
is there?
Told me. No, no.
Nah.
Answer it for me. Answer.
Go ahead, lady. Ask
people,
the question.
No, I did ask the question. How about the answer?
Nah, well, nah, son. Nah,
no.
Nah.
I'm saying, that's
no.
A no, but a lot of people say it's a sexual position, and that's to make the difference. Do and when you get it up in the retro area, it makes a male come a lot quicker.
Because it's tighter.
Giving him head. But okay. Listen,
yeah,
guys,
but
stop
not,
that crap because that raises red flags
listen.
To me.
No,
no,
well,
red
not,
flag,
not,
but,
no
but,
it's not every guy. Listen,
no.
Not everybody got a guy who likes head. That
exactly.
Guy,
that's
it,
a lie.
But,
y'all
way.
Lying on the
but
panel, right?
Well,
wait.
Hold up. Brother, you did not say
red speaker.
Not every guy. Get it together.
Now,
yeah,
wait a minute. Now, you're saying that not every guy likes to do anal?
No, no.
No.
Not every guy likes to.
You know what it is? When
no,
it comes
she
to
said anal. She said anal raises, when a guy asks a woman, like, do you do anal, like, that raises some type of red
right,
flag.
Okay.
It raises
like,
a red flag.
But,
yeah,
okay.
I've heard that from
heard
a lot
part.
Of females.
Yeah,
oh, right
there
in here, the last
part. About
part.
No.
I didn't
I've heard
the last
that from
part.
Females.
Oh, the last
some
part was Hot Rod said not every, well, one of the guys, I don't remember which one of y'all said not every guy likes
I
that.
I said it.
Oh,
not
whoa.
Not every guy, when it comes,
okay.
when it comes
so
to fellatio, when it comes to fellatio, not every guy is big on it, and some guys are, some guys aren't. Like, it gets them
right.
off.
Okay.
And it,
yeah,
some,
you're right with
does.
That part, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not what guy is like.
You're right.
But yeah. You see, you have a problem of a guy doing anal sex with a woman, or a problem with a woman finger popping a guy in an anal part.
Oh
which,
no!
Which
no,
would
hey,
be
I got a problem with both.
Hey,
I don't
hey,
want to touch your butt.
You. I'm gonna mute you.
I'm gonna say this.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
All right. I've had a guy. Asked me to do, you know, something like that to him. And I asked him, I said, are you gay?
Yeah,
and he said, no,
you, that's my point. It raises red flag,
had,
right?
No, it does.
He told me, yeah,
oh.
He said, no, he's not gay. I said, well, you want me to pork you in the chops. You must be gay if you want me to pork you in the chops.
Exactly.
But with the finger,
you
got to
be gay. Like,
yeah,
way,
you got to be.
He was
come
like,
on,
no,
man.
That's just, he going to say, no, that's just something that, he wants to try. Sir, you're gay. Don't
dude,
tell me,
gay.
Oh, you got some little inkling of being gay. It's like, they try, like, and there's a lot of men out there that are like that, that'll be on some, they want to get forked in the chops by a woman, but it's
what?
Like, it has to be, like, it has to be some type of something where you have to be, that's like, lady, she said, it has to be some type of bisexual thing with you. If you want to get forked in the chops by a woman, because the only way that's going to happen is if I got to stick something up your behind. That's the only way that's going to happen.
That's some crazy.
They call that prostate exam nowadays, you know? Where you get the finger off the ass. You're checking out the prostate.
Listen, they need to go to their real doctor for that.
Well, he need to go to a real doctor for
real.
That because, you know what? If I check your prostate, you won't be in charge.
Y'all are so nasty.
Damn, y'all.
You
brought up
nasty. The topic. This is your show.
I didn't.
You signed off on the topic. What you
no,
doing?
Damn.
30-54,
dude. 30-54 came on and with
listen,
that.
Listen, this
question.
Is my payback.
That's right.
No
more, Hot Rod.
No, this is my payback for Lady T and her vagina pop out last night on me, okay?
That's what oh, my goodness.
Wait, what happened? Oh, you didn't hear last night that she was going to take a Viagra pill? Well, tonight's show? Oh, Viagra.
What the hell he came with? It's called with a B, right? I called him last night. I didn't hear none of that. I was like, wait a minute. I didn't hear none of that. I mean, listen, it boils down to this. You know, we got about, what, 4 minutes left. My thing is this. Be you in whatever aspect you choose to be. Just don't try to infringe on someone else's rights or liberties trying to be you.
Right.
If you want to be straight, be straight. If you want to be gay, be gay. But I don't think anyone gay or anyone straight needs to force their gender on anyone or each other. Let nature take its course. If a child wants to be, if a male child wants to be gay, then let that male child be gay. If the female child wants to be a lesbian, then let that them. So what? Let it happen naturally. Don't force anybody to make any choices that they're not ready to make. I don't think that we need to implement certain things in schools where why does such and such have to that? You know what? Certain things are left to their parents. Not to the teachers. And teachers shouldn't be made responsible for what the parents should be teaching their kids. Because then when something goes wrong, you're not going to blame the teacher. You need to blame yourself. Accountability. At the start, middle, and end of the day is accountability.
I'm sorry, Brother B. You know, 2 weeks ago, you sound like a racist. Now, tonight, you sound like a homophobic, you know. You can't win.
I'm everything. Obviously, I'm just going to be every damn thing.
You're going to be every like,
What's next week?
I'm going to be every
what's
damn
next
thing.
Week?
Next week, he'll come out. Peter's gonna be calling me and telling me, oh, you don't like animals? Like, you don't like animals? Like,
yeah, you don't like animals.
Animal rights.
Nah,
animals.
Yeah, right.
Yep. No, we
Peter gonna
like
come
animals.
Get you, Peter.
You hooked up with a horse.
Peter.
Early
no,
in the show, you said you hooked up with a horse or something. So we know you like animals.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, my
gosh. You know, I'm guilty. I like having fish tanks. I like fish. Like fish. You know what I'm saying?
I like
fish. Doesn't mean I'm gonna go sleep in the tank. I ain't gonna sleep in the tank. But you know,
the fishes. You know, so we're gonna have you sleeping with the fishes.
So tonight became Tabby Cat Confessions over here on the menu. Wow.
Yeah, we are. I think we touched a few topics. You know, Red, you know, hit me with something that we're probably gonna get into next week because we actually really try to find out where this mommy syndrome. Is coming from.
At
the mommy syndrome. Like, dudes, like, men don't. And Hot Rod, and you know what? And I gotta say it. Hot Rod and K Dog, Haitian men who are very manly. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of Haitians do, very freaking manly. A lot of Caribbean people, very freaking manly. We have to get down to this, like, and discuss why is it not okay to be a man anymore? It's okay to just have your woman just, make this, make your oatmeal, clean your clothes, do this, do that. It's just mommy syndrome. Like, whatever happens
you know
to
what
men
it is?
Being men,
where,
and why
is
it not okay
where is she?
Anymore?
Where is she?
The problem...
Can I find her?
Go ahead, Hot Rod.
Can I find her now? Where is she? I'm looking for
her. We're not going to do that now, K-Dog. We're going to have to get into that. Another
next
time, because we only got 60 seconds left. But once again, y'all, Hot Rod, K Dog, Sean Black, Lady T, catching Monday night on Blog Talk Radio, the absolute
that's
truth
right.
show, and we follow up
and
on Tuesdays.
Gunshot there, man.
And on that note,
Thank you, Kenny, for calling in. Lady T, Hot Rod, K-Dog, Big Red. Yo, we out.
Yeah.
Have a great night.
Peace out, y'all.
Love and hair grease, y'all.
And, you know, careful how you lay your pickles on your chicken. All right?
Oh, yeah. Pickles on your chicken.
Later,
y'all. I'm not going to let this live later.
No, man.
Later, guys.
Good night.
Later, y'all.
Good night.
Later. All right.